News. I'm Laura Winters. Fresh off the fourth GOP debate at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa earlier this week, Nikki Haley back in Iowa Friday campaigning in Sioux City, saying she just needs to have a good showing there. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, whose campaign has yet to catch fire with voters, says he has no plan of dropping out of the race at this time and is focusing his efforts on campaigning in Michigan. Now, looking at some of the recent polling in New Hampshire ahead of the GOP primary there, a CNN survey finds Christie in third place with 14% of the vote, Nikki Haley at 20%, and former President Trump with 42% of the vote as it stands right now. Most political analysts and observers say that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis won the fourth debate in Alabama, garnering the most applause in the audience, but his campaign is also struggling. The latest now on one of the lawsuits involving former President Trump. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
A federal appeals court Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed. The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity, but stated that he can continue to argue that his actions were taken in his official capacity as president as those lawsuits move forward. I'm John Schaefer.
In other news, award-winning actor Ryan O'Neal has passed at the age of 82, his son Patrick confirming the news on social media, writing, "My dad passed away peacefully today with his loving team by his side, supporting him and loving him as he would us. He is a Hollywood legend, full stop." His son also speaking of his dad's relationship with Charlie's Angel star Farrah Fawcett, who died back in 2009 at the age of 62 from cancer. "Ryan never bragged," he writes, "but he has bragging rights in heaven, especially when it comes to Farrah. Everyone had the poster. He had the real McCoy, and now they meet again." This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
The very latest now on Israel's war on Hamas in Gaza. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, targeting terrorists in the town of Khan Yunis. The Biden administration continuing to support the Jewish state. At the United Nations, the U.S. facing some criticism from groups like Doctors Without Borders for vetoing the U.N. ceasefire resolution. Now, this resolution had 13 members voting for it, the U.S. against it, and the U.K. abstaining. Robert Wood, the Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, saying the U.S. opposes this resolution because it does not contain language condemning the Hamas terrorist attack back on October 7th.
"While the United States strongly supports a durable peace in which both Israelis and Palestinians can live in peace and security, we do not support calls for an immediate ceasefire, because Hamas has no desire to see a durable peace."
Hamas terrorists slaughtering more than 1,200 Israelis at the music festival and at area kibbutzes back on October 7th. In other news, the eight-day Jewish holiday of Hanukkah ongoing, and in Detroit, pro-Palestinian protesters try to drown out the powerful words of a young Israeli woman speaking at a Hanukkah celebration. Her mother had just been released by Hamas, her father still being held by terrorists in Gaza. As she speaks, the demonstrators shouting over her, "Cease fire now." And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.